hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
And welcome to Morning Show Leftover Podcast. Appreciate you listening, hanging out. John is my name. Hello. Riley's right there.
Hi.
Got Rose over there. Hoodie is right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready? What'd you just flip? Oh, the headphone holder?
The thing I keep messing with every time we record.
Hoodie has asked me if this is my mouse. There's a random mouse in the studio that's been here for like the whole week, and I don't know what it's
so
for.
Logitech.
Yeah, no Am obvious.
I, is it Eric's? He's a Logitech, I think.
When does Eric come out?
Because I have borrowed his mouse many a time when I lost mine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just been here for like the week,
though.
Just
click and it'll...
No, I wouldn't do that.
Turn something on.
No, way things are going here. I wouldn't do
just,
that. It's the
just click nonstop until something happens.
Are you and Mara doing matching costume?
We are.
Are you guys doing Star Wars?
We are not. It's fine. I can reveal it today. We're doing WandaVision.
Ooh!
Oh,
we're doing the Halloween version.
Are you going to be Vision or Wanda?
What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, so you should be the devil, and then what did Vision go for Halloween?
So they went as their comic accurate costumes in the Halloween episode. They
okay.
had. That was like the Malcolm in the Middle episode.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So Mora is cool. She's got like, it's all the red and pink, like one piece thing, and I have a green morph suit sort of that's covering the bits that need to be covered, you know?
Are you painting your face?
I am. Oh, well, that's going to be fun. We're testing that tonight.
Very cool.
And nice, we'll see if it goes well. Yeah.
That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Riley, what are you excited about this weekend? What's new with you?
We're going to do Lyric's little...
Popcorn.
Thank you. Popcorn. Pop, pop, pop. His little semi-birthday party at Urban Air. I'm hoping that...
And this is how many birthday parties this year for the kid?
I mean, we had a family one, and then we're going to have this one. Like, because his birthday always falls in the middle of the week, so we can't do his birthday party then. And we decided this year... We're not going to do like the big shebang with 20 kids and all of this stuff. He did get 2 birthday cakes. So,
nice.
I mean, we're just going to take him and his little friend there. I'm kind of concerned because this is the friend that he loves to roughhouse with.
Oh, what a place to do that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. But until you start drowning people in like the bouncy balls and stuff like that.
Boys.
So, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully everybody gets out of it with no, you know, black eyes or whatever. But I've also told Marshall that he needs to get out of the house because... He's
but
been
why?
Super stressed out lately, and I'm like, babe, go for 2 hours and do something for yourself. Because every time he says he wants to, quote, relax, he's out there power washing the garage. I was like, that's not relaxing.
Oh, for dudes it is, though.
For dudes, yeah, right.
Yeah.
For dudes, that's relaxing.
But I think he needs to change it up just a tad. Go hang out with your best friend, like, you know, out of the house. Because the thing of it is, too, is when he's out there in the garage, if, like, some crazy emergency happens or some kid spills something and I need help... He's there and he will come in, hear somebody yelling because he's not going to stand out there for the catastrophe inside. This way, if he's gone, I just got to deal with the catastrophe.
So,
I was a single mom. I know how to do it.
So why don't you let him come out with us to public on Saturday?
Because y'all make him throw up. And
first of all, whose fault is that you told us to?
Right. There's a limit. Okay, there's normal, like, okay, I'm going to be sick, and just, which is how he leaves y'all.
Rite of passage.
Never.
I mean,
he's been rite of passage a couple times. I don't care if he hangs out with you guys. That's not it, because he always has fun, but it's just like, damn, don't make him throw up so much.
That is kind of like, that is like my old school thing. It's like, I convince her going shot for shot. Or just in general.
You
like,
do, and I swear, you don't go shot for shot. Like, I feel like you get shots of water.
Yeah, you'll Irish exit before you do that.
I've done that.
No, but, because the last time at your house, it was like, oh, it was tequila, it was whiskey, it was White Claw, it was, what was that other stuff?
High Noon?
Yeah.
High Noons are fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But all together with all of that?
But it's kind of a tradition, like, it's like usually at the Christmas party. I think Rose, for you, I think you first hung over at the Wave in Tampa. That was probably the first, like, time.
Yes.
Yeah,
there also was a spot in D.C. that I went to.
Oh, Ultra Bar?
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're like, you have to keep up with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I literally cannot. I'm like half your size.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. Me, and then the Christmas party hoods. We'll never forget.
FTC, baby.
That was,
Wow.
When Eric ordered pizza for Hoodie,
I'm
but by the time it got
one.
To Hoodie, there was none in the box.
Man.
It was just like crust.
I have a great picture from that.
Yeah.
It's funny is all my favorite like drunk moments John has filmed or is involved.
Hell yeah.
I think it's two pre-pandemic
three Halloween
is me yelling randomly at seeing people make out and going, ah!
Yeah, it's a big Halloween party in D.C. and Hoodie goes, ah! Yeah. Because somebody's got, Eric hates the fact that I filmed, but it's just funny to look back at the memories.
It's
just
so good.
Fun stuff. So, are you keeping your popcorn bowl, Riley?
I'm going to popcorn right. Oh my God. I just mommed everybody.
Everyone's name.
I just mommed everybody. Popcorn John. My God.
I am excited. This hopefully doing nothing tonight. Molly's come over. She got a big interview today for at her job, MGM, for a promotion. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we're celebrating that. If she doesn't get it, told her, don't worry, it's not you, it's their loss, so they can go whatever. So then tomorrow her friends are coming in town, college friends coming in town. They're staying over, so very exciting. And you know, make sure.
Heck,
good thing
yeah.
is the husband.
You can go bad or good.
Husband loves Star Wars, so I'm like, dude, I got a lightsaber.
With a Battlefront in the basement.
A little COD action. Which, by the way, I meant to ask you this off the podcast, but hey, we gotta kill time. So I didn't realize, like, back in the day with video games, like my brother and I'd be able to play the same game at the same time if it was like a war game, basically any game. Now I feel like that's not the case. I've been trying to find games from Molly and I play together, but most games now you can't play two people on the same screen.
Yeah, so most of the time it's because of graphics and making everything look pretty.
It's because of money. It's because of money.
But if you are looking for stuff, look for couch co-op.
Oh, okay.
So essentially that means you can play it two people on a couch.
Okay.
There's a game called It Takes Two.
All right, we did that one. Okay. That's really good.
It's really good. Yeah. That developer makes a bunch of like co-op games like that. Yeah.
So like in theory, if it was you and your brother, what's the age difference?
2 years.
Same with my brother. So if we were growing up playing like a new game that came out.
It's always split screen, like GoldenEye.
Yeah,
or
but
Medal
if,
of Honor,
if it was nowadays, you basically need two Xboxes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Mm. Good luck for Lyric Malin.
Yeah, stop. I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Two Switches.
No.
Two
absolutely not.
They have to.
Gosh.
They have to.
They don't have to do any of that.
Molly's, this is a, I don't think they listen to this podcast. Hopefully. Molly's dad's birthday, we're doing the dinner on Sunday, and I don't like when people pay for things.
I just don't.
Mm-hmm. So what I was planning to do, I know we're going to a certain restaurant. I was going to give him for his birthday a gift card to said restaurant. And have him open the card before the bill comes.
I think, here you go.
Yeah, I think that's the move. Because that way it's it has to be used. Yeah, yeah, I think that's probably the move.
You could also go to the bathroom and pay for it.
Yeah.
That way it's, because I feel like if I were at a dinner and I opened up a birthday card and it was a gift card to the place, I'd like look up and be like, do you want me to use this now or can I come back and use it a different time? Like,
but the Eric move would be to give it to me as he walked out of the restaurant.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's paid for.
Is this a place where you can go to the bathroom and get him like, do you do birthday desserts? Which is
always a move.
Mm-hmm. And every time
oh my
out,
God. Hell yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
I've never been before. Okay. So I'll figure it out.
It's
anyway.
Low down.
Popcorn Crows.
I'm very excited. One, to see what you eventually do for a Halloween costume. Cause there are at least
Mighty Ducks.
Four.
I have face
paint. No. Couples
Ducks
costume.
Together.
Couples costume.
Molly can be the puck. I'll be the duck.
Molly. That's what I'm saying. You see?
Couples costume, actually.
If she wants to a couple costume, she's welcome to fly in my flock.
It's a black
fly on your
feet.
I don't even want to go further with that.
Now you're not so against the couple costume, which I find interesting.
No, because I'm not doing it though. I'm not partaking. Jesus, I'm doing my thing and then I'm just going to do my thing. And then if she wants to do my thing with me, then that's different. Who am I a stopper?
There are multiple days where you guys could do a couple's costume, but it's fine. Whatever. We'll see. We'll see. I'm very excited to see on Monday.
Chipotle as a costume to get
a free
burrito.
Is that still a thing?
There you go.
I think so.
I don't know.
Should be.
A burrito?
Should be.
But I'm...
Go home.
I'm excited for this weekend for our family costume because it's super cute. I did a little trial run with... Tormin and Charlie, and they're adorable. So once it all comes together, it's going to be really cute. We're doing this, like Halloween hayride, and I'm excited because my mother-in-law said that it's more for the adults. Like they give out Jello shots. Which absolutely yes. I think the oldest kid that's going to be on the Halloween hayride is like 2, anyways. So it's mostly for the adults, anyways.
Oh, that's fantastic!
It's going to be fun.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Are you done with your popcorn?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done popcorn.
Do you want to pass your popcorn hoodie?
Oh, I thought hoodie already went.
Well,
popcorn,
it wasn't a full-on, like...
Popcorn,
yeah, it was a big popcorn. It was just like a little snack.
Yesterday, Maura and I toured our first wedding venue.
It was really
nice.
Capital One Arena.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
30,000 plus. Come on, baby.
Everyone's invited.
Exactly. But it was really dope. It was cool just to actually see a place, and now it actually feels like we're engaged now. And just, being in like writing
and seeing the price tag on it.
Price tag not as bad as we thought it was going to
be. Yeah, good.
Is it a dedicated space or is it like multi things like a restaurant and like
So it's like it's in a country club we've actually been to. I was like, oh, we did a first responder sign here, which is pretty cool.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it's at their little like Clubhouse being the cool thing was.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
In Leesburg, yeah, market area. Yeah.
All right.
They had an elderly happy hour there because, like, a 55 and up community.
Hell
so
yeah.
You got to see, like, they had tables and stuff and DJ out. So it was cool to see all that stuff and not have to, like, have them get it out and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We're supposed to tour another place, but hopefully that's good. But,
I thought of another question for you, Huds, because the original one I said is ask about the extending the hours for the reception. Another one I forgot to ask about. And I didn't really care, but you might care about this. Maura might care about this. Ask about their linens because some places will have them for you.
It's
some
extra.
Places will make you rent them.
They have like a tier or whatever.
Depending. Yeah. Like, but if this new place, because sometimes they'll have just, they won't tell you this, but they'll have just like the basic white linens or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then they'll present you with the upcharging package. Yeah. And then if you ask, well, hey, can I just get your basic whatever? Because I didn't even want linens on the table. The tables were cool. So if you like the tables themselves, you can skip out on that $3,000 price.
But it was funny. This is interesting. If you are planning a wedding like we are right now, 2023 is kind of booked up for a lot of places. Mm-hmm. The place we toured had one date open for 2023. Wow. 2024 is wide open, so if you're contemplating how Maura and I are, shoot for 2024.
You know you have family pushing for the 2023, and it's been stressing you out, and I've always told you, blank everybody, it's your day.
The weekend was Hallow weekend. We're like, I knew.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's a hard
Can't
pass.
Do that.
May the 4th, 2024. That's pretty ideal.
It's open right now. So.
I'm in.
Maura got convinced too, so.
It's a fantastic day. A May wedding. The weather's getting better. You know
weather's
what I mean?
Nice.
Could do a honeymoon in the summer somewhere probably. You know, fantastic. I think that's fantastic. listen, the comedy tour hits St. Pete next Saturday. So Florida folks will be in St. Pete Palladium next Saturday. Then we do Jimmy's Seafood the 12th of November. InternJohnComedy.com. Follow along everywhere at YMS Radio. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.